And we're live. All right, Dave, go ahead.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Fenway Faithful. This is episode 10. As usual, with me, my co-host, Moses Mania. Mo, what the hell's going on?
What the fuck is up, motherfuckers? We are back. Episode 10, chasing number 10, going into the season hot. I'm pumped up. How about you, Dave?
Dude, I'm pumped. We are closer and closer to opening day. I mean, it's I can't wait. There's a lot of action been happening on recently, not only in baseball but more specifically with the Red Sox. Why don't you open it up this week? Why don't you know? Let's get the ball rolling here, Mo.
All right, bro. Well, throwing me the curveball early on. I like it. I don't give a fuck. All right. I am so pumped. It's a beautiful day, beautiful summer day. And this time next week, Dave, we'll be talking fucking real baseball.
Absolutely.
Spring training games against the Blue Jays. They're coming over the border. The Blue Jays finally got cleared to leave the country of Canada. They can go back and forth without any quarantine restrictions or anything. Good thing for them because, you know, they made some moves in their roster. And it's going to be exciting to watch these two games. I'm excited just to watch baseball. But I'm interested that they're playing two preseason games against a team in their division, a team they're going to see 10 times this year. And, you know, we say 10, and you're probably thinking, like, that sounds like not a lot, but it is a lot, you know. It's a lot of games in the division this year that they have to win to move on into the playoffs. And I'm interested. We're going to see Vladdy, Biggio, Bochet, Ryu. You know, they made some moves. What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been, you know, paying attention. It looks like the AL East, all across the board for the most part, they've been stepping it up. And I think everybody's anticipating this 60-game season, and they're going to give it all they got. But those first two spring training games, I mentioned this last week's episode, that is going to be on Tuesday at 7:30. That's the first game. And then Wednesday again at 7:30. So we're going to have a chance here to see what kind of potential not only are the Blue Sox bringing in, but also the potential that Toronto's bringing in.
The Blue Sox?
The Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays. Oh, okay.
I meant to say the Red Sox. Sorry. I've had a couple of drinks already. So,
you know, what's the drink of the day, Dave?
I'm sorry?
What's the drink of the day?
Right now, I'm trying a little Bud Light Seltzer, to be honest with you.
God, this fucking guy. All right, guys, I recorded earlier today, so I'm giving him credit. He's not drinking hard as early. We're actually doing this via Skype this week because my schedule's been upside down. Dave's schedule was upside down. But when we started season two, we vowed to ourselves to not miss a week. We vowed to our sponsors to not miss a week. And we're always going to find a way, guys, because if there's a wheel, there's a way. And we are going to always keep this wheel spinning. We're going to always keep going. And it's about 3 o'clock here, and I'm surprised that I give you credit for not drinking hard liquor, but Bud Light Seltzer, Dave?
Well, I mean, Mo, you know I never really drink this early anyways, but I stepped outside earlier. It's a beautiful sunny day. So, you know, why not? I had a nice little decent lunch, so – and I'm in a good mood, man. Why not?
Yeah. So. The weather today in Jersey is like the most ideal summer day.
It's perfect.
It's 85 with a nice breeze. It's fucking perfect. We get like 2 of these a year. So that's why I'm mentioning this. So if you guys are from the Boston area or any other area other than Jersey, we have to talk about how ideally perfect it is today.
Yeah, but, and I mean, not to stray off, but Mo, you're right. It's literally been hot as shit here. For the last couple of weeks, it's either super hot and humid or it's hot, and then the rest of the afternoon it's been super rainy. So I'm glad to have this weather. But so let's talk about Nasty Nate, man. I don't know if you've been keeping up with him, but this guy has been off the charts lately. I was reading some news yesterday. Not only did he participate in the intramural game, but he also did a full bullpen right after. So my man is getting after it. And
I love it, man. You know, and we just talked about this in our pre-production meeting. this guy is the guy you want on a mission. We saw it in 2018 playoffs. He's on a mission again. Just his spring training before it got shut down, he was lights out. Coming out of spring training, he's lights out. I mean, Nasty Nate, it's like Nasty Nate 2.0. He's just fucking ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you know, let's talk about Red Sox pitching alone. They're making a lot of fucking noise. Obviously, with the absence of Chris Sale, one of our best guys out there, you know, a lot of these other guys know it's time to fucking step it up. So not only, you know, is Nate doing his thing, but, you know, Perez is ready to go. E-Rod is ready to go.
Well, E-Rod, I think, is going to miss opening day due to his COVID scandal. He was found with COVID, then not found with COVID, and now they're saying he has COVID. So he's going to miss the first week, it looks like. But that's fine. That's fine, because he's going to be fine.
And I mean, I haven't really heard much as far as what the current status of that is. So I'm keeping a good attitude on it. But it does say, sorry, I just got this. So E-Rod, Darwinson, and Taylor are technically on the injured list. Trio of pitchers are recovering from COVID-19 and will need to test negative for the coronavirus twice more than 24 hours apart before being cleared to return the team. Yeah, these guys will be fine. I mean, there are other several athletes. For example, NBA, some of these guys have tested positive. They'll quarantine them. They'll test them again. And then they're clear. So it's not like, you know, they got a major injury like a broken arm or something like that. It's just bettering their health, and we'll get the ball rolling, and we'll definitely see these guys on the mound. So that's a good little area of hope for us, you know?
That's it. And, you know, it's still early. He could be back for his first start. But, I mean, honestly, if E-Rod is healthy or not, Nathan Eovaldi is the opening day starter. I mean, he was disgusting in spring training. Spring training 2.0, he's been disgusting. I mean, he just looks lights out. I mean, he looks like the Nasty Nate of the 2018 playoffs. You know, and I feel like a lot of people wrote him off because of his surgery he had last year. And then he came back to put his work in. So I'm just going to say this. Guys, if you're going to base your opinion on Nathan Eovaldi from the 5 starts he did last year, let me tell you, those are called rehab starts. And they didn't want to put him in the minors. They put him in the bids. Because you're paying this guy $25 million a year. He's going to get a rehab start at the bids. The Red Sox had nothing to lose last year. And they had no pitching at the end of last year. Sale was hurt. Price was hurt. Steven Wright was out. And they got rid of him last year. So, you know what? They let him go out there and get his work in. Getting your work in makes a better ball player. In baseball, you will fail 6 out of 9 times in baseball. And you succeed 3 out of 9 times in baseball. You're considered a Hall of Famer. So this guy is going to be fine. And everybody who writes off Nathan Eovaldi, I want you to hear this from my mouth. And Dave will co-sign on this. Fuck you. All right? He's going to be fine. And honestly, he's going to probably be a Cy Young winner if they have it this year. If he makes 15 starts, he will fuck around and go 13-2. I'm letting everybody know. This guy is the real deal. And if he stays healthy, look out. All I got to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Fuck you if you're not with it, like Mo said. But, nah, man, like, you know, just like you said, there's a lot coming. But you did say something interesting. There really hasn't been much talk as far as MLB awards. I don't know exactly how that's going to work as far as the shortened season go. And I don't really see the Major League Baseball not giving out those awards.
There has to be an award.
You know, I mean, yeah, I think so too. But now let me ask you a question, Mo. I get it. We are going through something and, you know, in our country, well, all over the world, that hasn't happened in a very long time. But do you think it's fair to players that have decided to opt out?
Got to off my nose. It is fair for them to opt out. You know, David Price opted out because he has a newborn at home. And, you know, you have a family at home. And I'd rather you opt out before this all started than show up to camp and say, I'm not feeling it, you know. You're upfront about it. I have a family. Family first. Look, family is over everything in this world. Money doesn't go with you everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, these guys that opted out, that was obviously – a decision that was made between them and their families, and they obviously knew the consequences of it. But, you know, I respect these guys for wanting to take care of themselves and their families, and that's all good. So I guess we'll dish out whatever information we get. I don't see that coming out soon because that's not really what MLB or ourselves that we're focused on at the moment.
But I don't even think they have a playoff format out yet. So
I don't either. And we're a week away.
Yeah, it has to be coming out sooner than later.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see. But you know,
after the pitching, I mean.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. You mentioned something earlier to me. Guys and fans, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Chaim Bloom is on a fucking tear right now.
He hasn't stopped.
And that's what we wanted. And he said that exactly at winter meeting, that he was not going to stop, that he was brought here to get a fucking championship team again. And he's exemplifying that. We just picked up a new pitcher, right?
Zach Godley from the Arizona Diamondbacks. He was a free agent. They signed him. And, you know, and then he said, and then first thing he said was when they asked him about finding pitchers, like, I'm not done. I'm going after any pitcher I can get my hands on that I feel can value this team. So I love the mentality. You know, us being in the New Jersey area, you got to hear the Mets GM, fucking Brody. You got to hear, obviously, that asshole from the Yankees, Cashman. And it's like, yeah, we're going to play this season out, guys, and see what we got going on here, guys. And just because it's 60 games, our boy Chaim Bloom ain't fucking stopping. Like, he's all in on this sissy games. A World Series ring is a World Series ring. A win is a win. A championship's a championship. And, you know, Chaim Bloom, he wants this shit. And I love it, bro. I we just talked about this. I love what he's doing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I really like Chaim Bloom's approach here. And here's like a little fun fact for everybody. Godley ranked fourth in curveball usage in the MLB last season, throwing it 42% of the time. First, second, third were Barnes, Workman, and Brewer. So
nice.
I mean, that's a sick ass fucking, you know, that's a sick, you know, stat right there. But there is a downside. Problem was that batters had a .430 without at bats on Godley's sinker. His second pitch, that is what Mike Trout produces yearly. So, but we're talking about Mike Trout here. So that's that's not fair.
That's not the Godley. No offense to Godley or anything, but Mike Trout's fucking God. I mean, he's the GOAT right now.
Yeah,
agreed. You know, him and the guy who will be a Red Sox next year, Mookie Betts, are probably the best two players in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. But so back to Godley. Godley had 57 starts from 2017-2018 worth 5.9 WAR. And last season, he really struggled as his strikeout rate dropped while his fly ball rate shot up.
Well, you'd have to imagine he's not going to be a one starter. He's not going to be a two starter. He's going to be a five guy, maybe a four guy. You know, we already know what our four is going to be. It's going to be Eovaldi. It's going to be Perez. It's going to be Erod when he's there. It's going to be Mazza. And our fifth guy, you know, look, Brian Johnson don't throw strikes. I'm sorry. The guy just doesn't throw strikes. So he ain't anything. I still think Ryan Weber will be more useful as a starter than a reliever. So it's an option for Chaim Bloom. But it's interesting that you said that, Dave, about him being the fourth, and then the other three guys or four guys in the league are Red Sox. So it makes me wonder, not only did Chaim Bloom, not only is he out shopping pitching, he's obviously putting together a game plan for the Red Sox to be an off-speed team instead of that overpowering fastball team that they were years ago when they had Kimbrel coming out. Chris Sale was a fastball guy. Price was a fastball guy. So I'm liking that it looks like Bloom is kind of pulling the Billy Bean in there. He's like, hey, guys, this is going to be the game plan this year. Off speed. We're going to beat him with defense. And we're going to pound the zone. And I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah.
I think it's like you said, you know, you got guys that are majority fastball pitchers, and that works for them. But like you said, you know, building a team and kind of building a strategy here, I think that's such a great approach because after all, I mean, I don't care what kind of pitches you're seeing one after the other, you know, as a major league batter, but one little thing is going to fucking throw you off.
You can't with a knuckleball ever had a ball with the Red Sox, and he was exactly. He was exactly.
Yeah. So I mean, that it's a great approach, and like you said, I think he's going to be one of those middle guys, you know, working in between innings, getting shit set up for our closer, or maybe even a little before. So I'm happy about this. Shout out to Heimblum. Making big steps, man. You know, we're a week away from the season, and the guy's still getting after it.
And you know what? I don't remember a GM last with the Red Sox who put together a game plan like this. You know, they normally decide good names and ran them out there, right? Heimblum went out there, and you see his forte, defense and pitching, and that's what he got. He got Pilar. He got a great Pilar. He signed Benny for a few more years. He's given us defense all around, and then he comes out and just low key pitching like that. Chris Mazza, I like it, man. This guy, Heimblum, just did it. He's still getting me fired up. Maybe because we saw him at Winter Weekend and heard what he had to say, but you know, he's still getting me fired up, and he's putting together a strategy that is going to win in my eyes.
Agreed. And you know what? I think that's what we needed. We needed a little bit of Dombrowski. Obviously, he was great for the team, but his time passed, and we just needed to mix it up a little bit of young blood. But
Dombrowski just signed the big names, right? And so did
Theo.
And and those guys. There's a guy, Sherrington, also, who's with the Pirates now. So you got those three guys before Heim, right? And they just signed the big name. You know, the thing I respected Theo about was he took no shit. When Manny Ramirez was giving him a problem, he fucking traded him. When Nomar was giving him a problem, he fucking traded him. He's like, you know what? You want to give me something? Get the fuck out of here. You're rather all in or all out. And that's what I respected Theo with. But Sherrington and Dombrowski, they never, like, they just went out and signed big names, right? Like, when the guy before Dombrowski, I think it's Sherrington, when he came in, he signed name after name after name. That was it. Like Shane Vitorino, he signed. Mike Napoli, he signed. And then he let Ellsbury walk. And then Dombrowski came in and he got Price. He got fucking that fat fuck panda. He got Hanley. Right?
We're high. Dude, just to stop you right there. Listen, obviously we're aware we're not the only Red Sox podcasts or bloggers out there. Why is it that everybody has fucking been destroying Panda after his spring training pictures came out?
Oh, my God. Because he's bigger than ever, bro.
I thought he lost all that weight.
Bro, he's like – he has to be doing cocaine. He's, like, losing weight.
No. If you're a cokehead, you're skinny, bro.
Yeah, but then you know when he's on and when he's off, though. Like, when he's on, he's skinny. Then he gets off and he's fat.
Dude.
And then he's on –
we shipped his ass back to San Fran. He lost all that weight. He had a couple of fucking nice moments that season. But after that, we've been quiet, you know? But, oh, my God. I don't understand how you're a Major League Baseball player and you're that big. Like, listen, I'm not shaming anybody. I got a little bit of weight on me. I consider myself a thick boy, but still, dude, come on.
We're gonna hold that thought real fast. Cause you know what? I just forgot about this. Is it happened like I think Saturday? This guy blocked me on Twitter. Actually, well, he blocked us as a Fenway Faithful Sports, and talking about fat shaming people. You know what I'm talking about. This guy. Here's the fucking guy's name, Pete Abe. Right? He was fat shaming Rafi Devers.
Because that's a great idea.
He's a beat writer, supposedly, for the Red Sox. And let me tell you something. Shout out to Red Sox Nation. I woke up to so many DMs and tags and messages to my private IG and our IG and our Twitter and our Facebook groups. Fuck that guy. They're like, yo, we gotta get this guy. And I'm like, oh, we're gonna get this guy. So basically, he wrote a fucking article. And in the middle of the article, he even said, oh, I don't have anything to write about, so I'm going after how fat Rafi Devers is. If Rafi Devers is going to put up 30 home runs and 100 RBIs every year, I'll fucking send them gift cards to Wendy's or wherever he wants to go, Pete. And Pete, your picture I'm looking at right now, you look like a fucking pedophile, right? You look like a fucking sex offender without a list that you're not allowed to go by churches or schools.
No,
you're a motherfucker. If you go after my boy Rafi Devers, Rafi Two Scoops, Me and Dave, we don't come down from fucking Jersey. Murder, death, kill, gang, 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 hate club. We don't come find you. We're going to fuck you up. And I'll personally fuck you up. Because I've been to places you don't want me to fucking take you to, and I'll take you there, bitch. All right? So don't ever come out to my
house. All right. This one got heavy quick. I'm just saying, guys. You want to talk shit, make it worthwhile. Don't be an idiot about it. You know what I mean? Especially not about fucking Rafi Scoops. Because this kid, hands down, has been one of the best rookies in decades. Okay?
Everybody knows the homer off Chapman. All right? And he's a World Series winner, Pete. What the fuck have you done with your life? Molest a little boy in your fucking car or some shit? Fuck you, guy. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Oh, man. All right, just
you want to attack one of us? And then you call yourself a beat writer? I'm a beat writer. And I've crapped jokes about players who people forget about. And I write about shitty logos like the Wooster Woosocks. But guess what, Pete? When I have nothing to write about, I don't fucking write. You know why? Because I'm a real Boston Red Sox writer. You're a fucking scab. You're a smuck. You're a leech.
You guys see? You guys see what happens when you climb up the fucking wrong tree? And you get mobile started? Trust me, you don't want to fucking do that.
We're going to post
it on you right now. I'm telling you right now, you don't want to do that.
And trust me, Pete, because when I find you, Pete, we're going to have a talk in person. I want to hear your thoughts on why you think he's fat. Because what, he hit 30 plus home runs? So let me ask you this, Dave. If Rafi Devers is fat, what does that make David Ortiz?
A god.
Yeah. But he was heavier. So does that mean he's obese too? Fuck out of here, Pete. Wasting my fucking time. Piece of shit.
Piece of shit. Anyways, guys, that was the angry portion of the episode. But here's a little upper. We're going to do another joint podcast, guys.
We got a few coming up.
Mo, I know you have a little bit more information. So in honor of the spring training games we do have up, we are going to be joining a Blue Jays podcast. And listen, I got no problems with our boys to the north. So why not more baseball, more talk, more friends? Let's fucking do it. You have these guys' info? Maybe just shout them out real quick.
That's right. I'm going to shout them out right now. I'm pulling them up. It's the Blue Jays Today podcast. They're on YouTube. You can find them on YouTube. We're going to post in our story all week. We're going to have them on. Guys, good group of guys. They're diehards. They work diehards. And you got to be respectful, right? Because we're going to play each other in spring training as a friendly. So we're going to go through the lineups, talk about what to expect in the season. And just like it's exciting for us in Red Sox Nation, it's exciting to hear what the Blue Jays have to say. They've always been like the little brother of the division, right? Even the Rays.
Agreed. And you know what, man? Their fans are awesome, you know? I've definitely gone to a few Blue Jays games here, you know, in New York. And Blue Jays fans are really cool, as Canadians usually are. So we're definitely looking forward to that. But speaking of shout-outs, I think it's time we shout out our best sponsor, Wicked Pissa. You guys already know, fitness apparel, awesome New England gear. Always use our discount code. That's FFS. And check them out, guys. They just introduced a bunch of new T-shirts. I'm loving this new Yankee Suck one. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome what they do for us. I love all their gear. And I can't wait to get my hands on a Yankee Suck T-shirt from them.
Yeah. And I don't know if you saw the new Patriots logo with the Cam Newton head on it. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks sick.
Guys, definitely check them out. Always the sickest gear around. New England sports apparel. Don't forget FFS when you're checking out.
15. Yep. And then, so next week we'll have the Blue Jays on. And the week after that, we're going to have Sox Talk Blod joining the podcast as a guest, another diehard Sox fan. He's a firm believer of us that Alex Cora will be back. So we're going to be doing some Alex Cora talk, some MCL talk, and Red Sox talk. That's in 2 weeks. And make sure you follow him on YouTube at Sox Talk Blog. And also on Instagram, Sox Talk Blog. You can find him. He puts a lot of funny memes out, a lot of good content out, just like we do. And, you know, guys, we're in Red Sox Nation together. We work together. We stay together. And that's what you guys That's what we're here for, right, guys? We share our whiskey flavors together. We share our fucking awesome apparel together. And now we're going to share our awesome content together. And so that's it. So before we go, Dave, let's talk offense. So obviously, Chaim Bloom is shopping pitching, right? So let's see. Do you think he's all in on this offense? I've been watching these guys take live BPs. And for hitting off your teammates, it's fucking amazing to see these guys hit. Michael Chavez is hitting good. Verdugo is looking good. Pilar is looking good. Even Pulecki is looking good. I mean, I feel bad for Ron Renicki right now because he has to make the lineup in a week. What's your take on it?
Well, I mean, like we said earlier, I'm definitely happy in Chaim Bloom's approach. And you know what? The fact that he's trying to build up this offense, it's a great thing. So I'm not too worried. As far as our batting goes, I think we have, you know, a bunch of savages and you know, guys that are going to do great behind the plate. But how much more could we really use as far as our offense goes? I think pretty much our outfield is set. You know, we drafted and we signed two great draft picks, young guys. And then as our infield is concerned, I don't think we have much to worry about there. We're pretty locked down, and we may as well have one of the best offenses in the major leagues at this moment.
I agree. 100% I agree. I think we're going to see more rotations in the outfield than the infield. I don't see the infield really changing that much this year. Maybe when Vasquez takes a day off from behind the ditch, but Rafi Two-Scoops is a lock at third. Xander Bogaerts is – bro, have you been watching the live ABs on Facebook with him?
Yeah, so I've been watching him live. I mean, he looked amazing, man. I saw Devers hit a moonshot the other night.
Yeah, yeah. That was funny. The one meme, he hit it and the stadium blew up. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny because I was actually watching. I saw something on Instagram. And as you guys know, the Major League will incorporate live sounds during the game, right?
Yeah, it's going to be live.
I'm not sure. It was a player from the Brewers. He went up to bat. Now, they're at home. They're playing, obviously. It's a team scrimmage. And the announcer decided to put on loud as fuck. He put booze in the stadium. So the batter's like, where the fuck are we playing? Chicago? It was hilarious, dude.
That is fucking hilarious. I can't wait to see little things like that. I mean, hey, look, the Korean League put Cestars in the outfield. We talked about that. So,
yeah. So So one thing that some teams are doing, for example, you know I travel a lot for work. So when I went to Dodger Stadium last year, they kind of gave me like a little fan pack and you put your email in, whatever. So they'll send me like random updates. So I got a cool one. And basically you can pay like 10 or 15 bucks and they'll put your face on a cardboard cutout and wherever you want to sit in the stadium. If a home run ball or a foul ball touches your cutout, the team will send it to you.
That's funny.
You know, so it's just a little way of, you know, spicing the game up and making it exciting and kind of making fans like they're still there. So shout out to the Dodgers. I thought that was a great idea, you know?
Yeah, that is awesome. Yeah. And so, I can't wait. This time that's where I have baseball, brother.
I know. I can't wait. I can't wait. So you wanted just to touch base really quick on our signing last week. And correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that was Nicky York, right?
No, Nicky York signed. He did actually sign last week also. He was the first rounder that signed. The fourth rounder signed, and I'm looking for his name. I lost it. I sent it to you. It was he's the kid out of Hawaii. Do you have it by
you? Let me see. One second. My internet's here is acting up.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Jeremy Wu? Yelland? No, right? Because we also signed him. He's a 6'2".
He's the fourth rounder out of Hawaii.
Not Caleb Simpson, is it?
No. Hold on. I'm looking. Yeah, guys, you know, even being here on Skype, the internet's slow on my phone. It was, yeah, Jeremy Wu Yellen. You're right.
He's the pitcher. Yeah, Jeremy Wu Yellen. Yeah.
Has officially signed to the Red Sox. Shout out to him. So three of the four who we have drafted are now an official part of the Red Sox. Mickey York also signed last week. Good job, Dave. I don't think we announced that last week. So Mickey York, Blade Jordan, Jeremy Wu Yellen, they're all now part of the staff. Welcome to Red Sox Nation. And be on lookout for your article that I'm dropping tomorrow about our draft pick signing officially. You're going to meet them, a little backstory where they're from, their power rankings and everything. You can always check that out at www.fenwayfaithfulsports.com, along with the link to our podcast and our YouTube channel and our Twitter and our Facebook and our Instagram handlers all at once. Click the link. And yeah, guys, thanks for another great week of in-between podcast questions and everything. Next week, I hope to be back with Dave as we're Skyping the Blue Jays podcast. We're going to put together a solid podcast for everybody.
Yes, sir. Guys, thanks again. As Mo mentioned, check out our social media. All the information is there. We love you. And can't wait to talk more baseball next week. Until next time, guys. See ya.
And we are out.